Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to another edition of Geekly Inc. Random Encounters, Kids on Bikes Edition. I am your storyteller, Matthew Morris, and with me this evening is Matt Sperlin.
Hi.
Howard Tarpley.
Hey, everybody.
Carly Shields.
This is the energy level you're getting from me tonight.
Josh Scalf.
There's definitely an energy in this call right now.
And also the other guy, Michael DeMauro.
It's a wild energy. It oscillates from Matthew to Carly.
You know what? I appreciate all of you being here. And you know what else I appreciate? I appreciate all of the people who leave us 5-star rating and reviews on iTunes, like Skeleto, who says, love the show. Working a 12-hour shift, I was finally able to catch up on Random Encounters. I love you all. You guys helped me through my depression with your awesome energy, and all I can say is, thank you all for making this wonderful podcast. 5 stars.
Thank you.
Thank you, Skeleto.
What a nice review.
I should note that Skeleto spells their name SK3L3TO. So it's all elite.
That's pretty sweet, man. Well, you're not gonna
That's elite as hell.
You're not gonna get Skeleto in whenever they signed up. I don't care when they signed up. You're not gonna get Skeleto.
Guys, do you guys remember being elite? Man, that was a time.
Oh yeah, we were all elite hackers back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Guys, speaking of how old we all are, remember that we're playing a game where we're all kids?
What?
Well, you're all kids, and I'm just telling you about it.
I need this chaos energy to go somewhere.
I'm gonna be super honest, guys. I need to know what happened the last time we played. For an adversity token, who wants to give the recap?
Oh, me.
Carly's very excited.
Okay, last time we essentially bullied a teen that had an inappropriate personality for her age.
Wow, that's a... Can so anybody be a little more specific?
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
What was her name again?
Deborah.
Okay, so Sammy and Julie's little brother were playing pinball, and they approached a young teen that was also playing pinball, and they got to talking, and then they got to making friends. And she was able to play free pinball, and we couldn't figure out why. The game just kept giving her games. Julie came over and was like, this is weird because you're old and these guys are young. Why are you talking to them? And everyone eventually, I don't know, got interacting with her in some ways. But then she and Sammy had a fight, and they Sammy dragged her out. Deborah stormed off, but then she came back, and, because she started glowing, and we were like, what the what?
She has an aspect, a personality trait that is, believes the entire group has a destiny, but only together.
Yeah.
And that drew her back into the snack stand at the drive-in.
And then we all kind of were just standing there at the end, and we found out that she lives in the lighthouse.
I was going to say, I think she also used like super speed or something like that.
And I think she grabbed you.
She put her hand on my face because I called her the light at the lighthouse.
She grabs Carl's face with her hand. And Carl, you feel a burning sensation. Like you've been sitting out in the sun way too long. Everyone else that's around can see her hand glows with a bright light. And, that's happening.
What the heck? What? Let go of him.
I got a cigarette in one hand and a lighter in the other, and I try to slap at her.
All right, you can roll me a fight.
Sammy's mouth falls open, and her chewed up now and later falls out.
How does a 5 do you?
Well, let's see. Do I have? I have not given a fight die to Deborah yet, so that will be her D10. And let me roll against that. And she got a 4, so you were able to hit her, or at least knock her away from you. She just stumbles back. She doesn't fall to the ground, but she is now like full body, like a dim light glowing, and anybody who looks at Carl's face can notice that there's like a handprint that looks like a really bad sunburn, like on his face.
What the hell are you, a freak?
And he puts the cigarette in his mouth and lights it.
Whoa, you're just like Olivia Newton-John in the hit movie Xanadu from 1980, because I think she glowed or something.
Are you a Are you a Zeta Reticulan?
I don't even know what that means.
That's a gray alien, Mr. Morris.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to Deborah or are you talking to me?
He was informing you what it was.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were telling me that you didn't know what Zeta Reticulan was.
Of course I know what.
Please, this is Matthew we're talking about.
This is episode 4 and I've got that weird energy right now.
Do you know where Matthew works? Of course he believes in great.
Matthew was an astronaut before.
So, Josh, I'm going to tag you with the personality trait of asks a lot of questions.
Okay.
I don't want to I'm not supposed to be playing much of Deborah, but I'm kind of pinging.
Yeah, absolutely. Why do you keep calling me Zeta Reticulan? What does that even mean? Who are you people with?
Whoa, are you in X-Men? Are you in the X-Men? Is it a verb or is it a noun? I feel like it's... Whoa.
What? I don't even know what that is. That sounds kind of cool, though, but... You guys are all being very mean to me right now, and I don't quite understand this. Like, I just wanted to make friends. I thought we were all supposed to, you know, get along, and I don't have many friends, and I don't get why you're just coming up here and threatening me like this.
Carl's gonna take a big puff on a cigarette. Exhale. So, Dunty, back me up on this. What the hell are you? We can't glow like that. Dunty, what is she?
I don't know. These... Your powers are so cool, and they're just not like... They're not really like anything I've heard of.
Cool, she burnt me.
Yeah, and it was cool.
Sammy's eyes get like huge and like super shiny, and she's like, she is awesome.
I don't agree. She hurt me. I was making a joke, and she put her hand on my face and burnt the shit out of me. Look at it.
Jules would have pulled her brother Thomas. That's his name that I remember. Thomas kind of aside at this point, kind of terrified of what she's seeing. Even beyond who are you? Like, what are you doing here?
Well, I mean, I used to come here when I was a kid and like, I don't know, I thought it would be safe to get away from them and I don't really know.
Get away from who?
I didn't stay in the lighthouse because I wanted to. I had to stay there because they made me, and you know,
who's they?
The people in the lighthouse. I mean, they're not bad people. They just never let me leave.
Carl slaps Dunty. What do they look like? Are they gray?
They look like old people. They look like adults.
Sammy whips off her giant backpack that she's always taking with her everywhere and pulls out a scrapbook and flips like a couple pages and is like, here, look it. There's so many articles about the lighthouse. And like, look at this one. This one, it looks like, I mean, it's really blurry. It's from far away, but it looks like people are going inside and in and out of it. And whoa, this totally makes sense.
Okay, if you have that, I will let you roll a brains. No, I want you to roll grit.
Ooh, I think my grit is actually pretty good. 8?
Ooh. 8's good. So you also know that based on having those articles there and doing a little bit of mental math, you know that the operations of the lighthouse are under the control of the city's historical society.
Oh, so the guys from the historical group, the ones in the city that take care of the lighthouse, they gotta be mixed. It's a front. Oh, then we just blew this whole thing wide open.
A front for what? Someone who can glow and burn the face of somebody with their hands and moves quickly?
It's like when they took Logan and they put the adamantium in his bones, except hers is not that. It's birdie hands.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. And then Jules would kind of then just turn back to the rest of the group, not knowing what any of that means.
Carl's shaking. Y'all have never seen him, like, scared shitless, okay. And he is scared.
Okay.
They didn't put anything in me. I'm just, they make me stand at the top of the lighthouse every night.
That seems so inefficient.
Yeah. Let's talk about logistics. Do you get to sleep while you do that?
They need the light.
For what? Is it for aliens? Dunty, this is your thing.
But like, why would you need light for aliens? They're advanced. What could this be?
I don't know what they need it
no,
for.
No, guys, Dunty has a point.
Dunty, you were right.
All I know is I'm supposed to be there, and they get upset if I'm hiding or, you know, whatever. Just if I'm not there, they don't like it.
Do things happen while you're there?
I hang out. I sleep there. I have comic books, and I don't know.
Okay, so does my X-Men theory hold up then?
What you're saying is a bunch of old guys or old people are holding you captive and you snuck away. Do we need to burn the lighthouse down?
Well, yeah, it's not the first time. It's just that I don't get out, like, ever.
Guys, I got an
idea.
Where
are your parents? Do you have parents?
I can't remember if you got her last name or not.
No.
I don't think so.
Like someone got it.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the last time I got out, I went to my dad's house, and that's where they found me, and...
Your dad?
That's why I didn't go back there.
Who's your dad?
Who's your dad?
Well, I mean, I call him Dad, but most other people call him... Give me a second here.
Is it Old Man Smotherwick?
Yeah, except we didn't give him a first name. Everybody calls him Chuck.
Wait, Chuck, do you guys mean that weird old man?
What, he might be weird, but he's actually really nice.
Okay, to refresh everybody's memory, there is a note in the notes that we have outside of town. Old Man Smotherwick has built a child's play structure on his property, but does not have a child. He rebuffs anyone who attempts to ask about it. Apparently it's haunted.
There we go. Okay. All right.
We just named him Chuck.
Yeah. I thought it had a first name on there. It didn't.
Old man. Oldman.
Oldman Chuck.
Well, the legend is that he built the structure so that the aliens would know where to land.
So she is an alien.
Well, that's what the structure is. I don't know if she's an alien. The structure's for aliens.
Yeah, but what if she was just, like, kidnapped and, like, the playground is just for her.
What are, were you kidnapped?
We're gonna do a little bit of plotting here. So the person who's been operating the snack stand, who has not been paying attention to the weird kids, says, "Hey, we're getting ready to close up here. Can you guys, like, get out?
Shut up!
I mean, the second movie is almost over, and like, you guys have been in here for a long time, and we don't sell snacks anymore."
Shut up, Dale. We're busy. We're doing something. Stop it. Deborah, you have told us you don't want to go back to the lighthouse. You don't want us to tell the police about what's going on. What do you need? Because I think this is a bit over all of our heads right now, what's happening. I think it's understandable. We're all a little spooked. Do you need us to take you to your dad?
I mean, I just want to you know, be a kid.
Do we need to burn down the lighthouse? I've always wanted to commit arson, and I feel like this is a good excuse to do it.
I don't think that's gonna help.
But the lighthouse is gone. You don't have to stand at the top of it anymore.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Guys.
Do you like standing on top of the lighthouse?
I mean, it's so boring. I've done it for so long, and I want to get out and hang out with kids and play games and watch TV.
Let's grab as much stuff as we can, like newspapers, and we go to the lighthouse and we start a fire. Who's with me?
No one. That's okay, what else should we do?
My dad would figure it out.
At this very moment, the lights inside of the snack stand, they dim. Kind of like there was like a, almost like a brownout. And I would like everyone to roll me I don't remember what we said a perception roll was. And I said this last time, too. I think we said it was grit.
Oh, that's good.
Why not?
Grit's supposed to be like street smarts.
I got a 19.
Oh, that's a really high number.
I had a d20 on it.
Yeah, I got a 16.
Six.
I got a one.
Okay, that's a number.
Eight.
Did anybody's dice explode, or are they, is that
My dice did explode.
All right, then go ahead and roll a d10.
It was eight.
If you roll the max, then you roll the next higher dice.
Oh.
And if the number's higher, you use that, and it can you can get multiple explosions.
Nope. 12 total.
No, you don't add them together.
No, you just get 8.
Oh, you just get 8.
Yeah, so you get an 8. So anybody who got above a 10, you glance over at the clock, and you see that it is 12:43. And instinctively, you also glance outside at the screen of the drive-in. And has anyone ever seen what happens at 12:43 at the drive-in?
No. I've heard rumors.
I fall asleep before it every time.
So you've heard of it, but you've never seen it. All right. So those of you who do this, look out at the screen and you see what looks like at this point in the movie, in the blob, it's, you know, the blob is running rampant. It is oozing rampant throughout the city, and it almost stops. And on the screen, you see what appears to be a figure in rain boots and a long coat, big hat. It's a black and white movie, so you can't really get any color on it. But you just see it walk across about the size of a regular person on the screen. And it looks out, and it almost looks like it's looking directly at you. And then the screen cuts out and it's just blank and the lights return to full brightness.
Okay.
And at the same time, Deborah collapses on the floor.
Carl, that was so weird.
Okay, did that creep anybody else out or just me? This is...
Deborah! Sammy goes down to help her new friend.
Just for my my situational awareness, who did see it?
Carl did.
I saw it.
What do you have to roll to see it?
Above a 10 on the dice roll.
Oh, okay. I did not see it.
It was Carl and Josh. I forgot your character's name already.
Jules.
Juliet.
Yes, two of us.
So you, the two of you are the only ones who saw it.
So did the whole movie stop, though, or is it still going?
The projector is cut out and it's just a black screen now.
Okay.
Like the actual projector light went out.
Got it.
There's no audio coming out the speakers, as far as you can tell.
Carl noticed that Jules noticed it, and he's offering a cigarette. He's like, do you need one?
Jules actually will take a puff right now, because this has been a very rough night. And then she'll look down to Thomas and say, don't tell Mom. It's been a rough night.
What's happening with Deborah?
She's on the floor.
Passed out.
Collapsed.
Yeah, Sammy immediately went down to help her. She knows CPR. She went to babysitter training class.
Okay. We should get her out of here. I don't know what we do with her. Apparently her old man Smotherwick is her dad.
We should bring her to her dad. We can't turn her in. She's the coolest person we've ever met. And our only chance, well, my only chance of getting out of this shithole of a town. Come on, let's bring her to Chuck.
Okay.
Also, she should go to her dad.
Yeah.
All right. How are you going to abscond with a passed out teen?
It's not like we're just going to drag him along the ground. Just probably, you know, prop him up and put him in the car.
Sammy tries to drag her, but is very unsuccessful.
Carl's going to slap Watson. Hey, you play sports. You got to be strong. Pick her up.
I'm a music guy. I'm not strong.
Can we just put her on your back? Like piggyback.
Yeah, you got a car too. All you gotta do is carry her to your car.
I'm going to get my car right now. And I run out.
I do the whole, Dunty, come on, let's okay. Pick her up. And we do like the whole kind of prop her up, put one arm over each of our shoulders.
Weekend at Bernie's her?
Yeah, kind of weekend at Bernie's
her. You can't weekend Bernie's her. No one thought of that before that time.
No, they got the, no, that thing is though, the book they wrote about this story, that's where they got the idea from.
She is already wearing sunglasses, too.
But yeah, we would just carry her out front of the snack stand and wait.
Yeah, you do notice that there's a bit of a commotion as well. At the climax of the movie, it cut out. So there's a bunch of people getting out of the driver's side of their cars, and talking to people inside their car, say, I'm gonna go ask him about it, you know. That stereotypical thing that happens when guys have to go take care of the problem. So there's a general rush of, or a meandering of dudes heading out to the snack stand to go bother the soda jerk to figure out what's going on.
Bunch of real Karens.
People who want a full refund, even though they've sat through 1.95 movies on a double feature.
As I'm running along, I see Andrea, who is another one of my fans, and she works there, and I'm like, can you just keep this lane open for me? And I'll just roll a charm. I'm just gonna keep going until Matthew stops me.
Okay.
And I got a 17.
She says, okay. No one's like leaving. They're all like debating their existential, can I get a refund for this kind of problem? So yeah, there's nobody really leaving, but she says that she'll make sure that you can get the car out.
Okay, I go grab my car.
You get your car.
We stand and wait.
There's a bunch of crap in the passenger side on the floor that looks like a cigarette's been just kind of just destroyed in it. I think we resolved that already now that I think about it.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder.
It's just a prank. Just a prank.
Bros prank each other. So I pull up and I'm like, guys, get in.
Say we take shotgun.
For the people who are carrying out Deborah, can you guys also give me a charm roll?
Is she like breathing and stuff? Like, do we?
She's Sammy said she was gonna CPR. Or know how to CPR, even though she needs a babysitter. Isn't really babysitter material yet, but we'll give it to her.
I took the babysitter training course at that age,
and she could tell that she was still breathing.
I rolled a 10 and my die exploded, and then I rolled a 6, so 16.
No, it's just a 10.
Oh, is it not that? Just a 10. Oh, is it just a 10? Okay.
But we all agree that it should be the way that me and Josh described it, right?
I thought that's the way exploding dice work.
No, you don't add them together. You just get the highest of the two of the rolls.
Yeah, that's how they work in other systems, not this one.
It's called an opportunity to roll better, to get a better number.
But it's so hard.
It really is.
But if the die explodes, aren't you already rolling the max?
Yeah, but then if you roll a d12 after you, so when it explodes, you roll the next higher die tier.
Oh,
so you would roll a d12, and you could, if you got 11 or 12, that would, well, you would, if you roll a 12, you would then roll a d20.
Well, I didn't, so I got a 10.
Cool. All right, but and who else is carrying? We'll say
Dunty.
Yep, Dunty.
What'd you get on your charm?
4.
A 4. Okay. As you guys are going against the flow of traffic of a bunch of Karens going in to talk to the shoulder jerk, you know, you're drawing a bit of attention to yourselves in that you're carrying somebody. I'll let Jules resolve this. If somebody comes up and is like, hey, is she all right?
It's just way past her bedtime, you know? She's usually in bed by now. She drank a bit too much soda, got bit of a sugar rush, and then just crash, you know?
Do you guys know what happened with the movie? I mean, everything was fine for like a second there, and then, you know, it stopped and it just cut out.
Oh, yeah. They said it was something wrong with the reels. They're fixing it right now.
Would you, did you guys get a refund or anything when you were in there? Or?
No, they didn't give us a refund. Sorry. Yeah, it sure is a shame. We were really looking forward to seeing the end of the blob.
Oh yeah, it's a absolute classic.
Anyway, oh, here's our ride. We gotta get her home and get her in bed.
All right, so you came in two cars and you're leaving in.
No, well, I mean, we can't all fit in a car. I figure Jules would then. It's like, okay, Sammy, you and Watson, get going. I'll be right behind you, and we'll go figure out whatever this is.
Thomas looks up at you and says, "Is she gonna be okay?"
Hey, she's just, it's just as I said, she drank too, this is what happens when you drink too much sugar, Thomas. You get tired and then you just crash. It's not good for you.
I am sleepy.
Well, fortunately for you, our home is right on the way home from the movie theater, just around the corner, really, if you think about it. And I'm just going to run in, drop you off, and we don't have a problem.
Who are you telling this to?
I'm just speaking it into the world. Just speaking this truth into the world. And as we leave the movie theater, oh, would you look at that? Thomas has dropped off and at home and in bed, and I'm still somehow right behind Watson driving on the road. It's crazy how that works.
Jeebus Crimbus, guys. I mean, come on. I'm not the bad guy here.
Are you sure?
I wanted to ride with Jules.
I figured you guys would be riding with me.
Yeah. You were kids on bikes. Now you're kids in a car.
Yeah.
Kids in cars.
Kids in two separate cars.
It's not the first time we've broken into a movie theater.
That also probably wasn't their bikes, if you think about it. They probably were stolen.
Okay, you can't prove that.
They were secondhand bikes. In that they were previously in someone else's hands when they went missing.
That bike looks so much like my bike.
It's crazy. I know, right?
Huh.
You also got Watson inscribed on the side of yours?
Because you're my best.
It's the
buddy.
Brand name.
Yeah, it's the brand name. Huh. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay, so Dunty, Carl, and Jules in one car, Sammy, Deborah, and Watson in the other. Thomas is
back home and in bed. It's done, resolved, and
in
I'm
bed
a
bed by himself because your mom works nights. She's a nurse.
Is that true?
She's a nurse. She works nights.
True?
You have to take care
that
of your brother.
Said.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I'm not making it up. Probably. My memory is like a steel sieve.
Okay, I run over. Neighbor lady. Oh, would you look at that? Oh,
it's
old lady.
It's
old,
like
old
one,
lady
it's
Witherspoon.
Like 1 o'clock. Oh, whoa, hey now.
She's got to watch her soaps. She's always up this hour. I just say, hey, I have to go run an errand real quick. Would you check? Just make sure. Check in on Thomas. I'll be right back. I'm so sorry. I need to get something for my mom. Thanks.
I'll allow it. But for all intents and purposes, this town is not big enough for a Witherspoon and a Smotherwick. All right, the Watson mobile. What are you guys doing?
I'm being a patient driver. I'm making sure that Jules is behind me and following along, and I'm using turn signals. And
where is Deborah in the car and where is Sammy in the car?
Oh, Sammy jumped in the front seat.
I guess Deborah's in the back seat.
Okay, so Deborah's she propped up, laying down.
Probably laying down.
Collapsed in the floor.
In the trunk.
Yeah, she was through the trunk.
Watson, I would like you to roll me a flight, please, as your car suddenly stalls and shuts off as you are driving.
What?
God, Dad's gonna kill you.
Oh, boy. Oh. I rolled a one.
You rolled a one. Do you have any adversity tokens? Oh, by the way, anybody who failed that previous roll, you can get an adversity token for that.
Heck yeah.
Yay.
I have an adversity token.
You have one. Well, that's not enough. Michael.
Yes, yes.
You're coming up to a turn in the road, and all of a sudden you lose power, and you kind of freak out a little bit. And you turn a little hard, so much so that you veer the car across the other lane of traffic, and you hit a mailbox, Michael. And you come to a stop after jumping the curb on someone's lawn. Jules, you see this happen from your car. You notice the tail lights out, the headlights go out, and the car veers, hits a mailbox, and just comes to a stop. On a lawn.
Slam on the brakes and just jump out of the car.
All right.
Watson!
Oh, shit. This is Carl's house. I just ran over his mailbox.
Not again. God.
Again.
I'll allow it. Why not?
My parents, don't worry. My parents are cool with it. They're used to it. It happens every other day. We knew it was you.
Do we look at that mailbox and it's just fucked up?
Oh, it went like over the hood. Like it didn't stop him. This is like wooden stick mailbox.
Hmm.
There was nothing in it because it's, you know,
it's 1 a.m.
late or early in the morning. And of course, nobody, I mean, the casualty was the mailbox, but there was no like paper flying anywhere. But nobody knows what the house number is anymore.
Damn.
The truest tragedy of all in an era of paper maps.
Carl starts walking to his garage to grab one of the many other mailboxes they have just ready.
I'm not gonna let that one slide.
Dang it.
But at the same time, Deborah pops up in the back seat.
Oh shit, Deborah.
Are you okay?
Did you buckle her into the car? I'll say you guys buckled her into the car. That's probably fair, right?
I don't know if we would.
She flies through the windshield. She's in Carl's yard.
I mean, the car didn't stop. It rolled. I mean, you guys weren't driving like 50. This isn't like backwoods country roads. It's just kind of like rural roads.
Okay. No, Matthew, I'm not going to let that stand. If this town is not big enough for a Smotherwick and a Witherspoon, certainly that means this town is small enough to be backcountry roads.
Yeah, but this isn't like backcountry roads.
Okay.
Anywho.
Are all of you okay? That looked bad. I mean, your car just shut off.
I don't know what happened. I'll take care of this. I pop the hood and I go around and I open it up.
Watson, when you go to the front of your car, it's, oh man, that ding is going to be a pain in the ass to get out.
Oh my God.
Watson, how many times are you going to do this?
We're just ribbing each other.
It's the exact kind of thing that happens when the Greys show up.
Yeah. See, when I rib you, I do it to you. I don't do it to my family. I'm going to have to install this new one.
Yeah. So ribbing you. I open up the hood and I have no idea what I'm looking at. I'm just staring at the engine. I'm like, I don't even know where the oil goes.
Sammy has jumped in the back with Deborah.
Okay.
She's like crawled over top of the seats to get into the back.
Josh, I'm going to go ahead and tag the ask a lot of questions aspect.
I was about to say, I was going to invoke that.
Remember, anybody can use any one of those aspects at whatever time.
Oh, is it any one of them?
Yeah.
Where are those in the dock?
At the bottom, the last character is Deborah.
Okay.
Last time you had said that we each have one that we are assigned.
Yeah. So when that aspect is tagged, you take narrative control.
Okay. So it's not.
That's why it's assigned to you for the narrative control. But anyone in the game can tag that aspect to initiate something.
Neat.
Okay. Yeah. Deborah's in the back seat now, wide awake and alert. She's like, "Where am I? What happened? Where are you? Sammy?
Oh,
wait, why am I in a car? Why?"
Well, that's because you, like, you passed out. So we took you to the car and we're going to bring you to your dad's. But then the car just stopped. We hit a mailbox.
I passed out?
Yeah.
Wait.
And then we picked you up and we put you into the back seat of Watson's car.
What happened when I passed out?
The lights were like dimming, and then you just fell to the floor.
And Jules would say, "Something creepy happened on the screen at the theater." Matthew, does that sound like anything that Deborah would know about?
Hey, Matt, I'm going to tag the personality trait of thinks they're being pursued by an evil supernatural force or shadowy organization.
Weird things have been happening lately, and I don't know if it's related or not, but weird things happen when I leave the lighthouse.
Whoa.
Okay, so I guess the burning hands and the glowing, that you would categorize as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing on the movie screen, that's abnormal for you.
Did Deborah see the thing on the movie screen? Did she comprehend it before passing out?
She did not.
Okay.
It was kind of a simultaneous when it happened. She passed out with lights on. Yes.
Can I make some kind of roll? I don't know if it'd be brains or I guess grit that we've decided to see. Like, is there anybody around? Like, is there a stereotypical white van down the road happened to be watching us? Or upon mention of that, like, I think Jules would kind of look around and be like, are we being followed?
That would be a flight.
Okay.
You can roll a grit and that's like your streetwise. But if you're talking about anything like being pursued, that's tied more to flight.
Got it. Well, I rolled a 4 on my D4, so that explodes. So I'll roll a D6. So I rolled a 5.
So your roll would be a 5 for that. So yeah, you look around. I mean, and to be fair, that's pretty average. Mm-hmm. But you look around and you don't see anything out of the ordinary other than there's a car on the lawn and the mailbox is gone from the house.
Oh, we're the out of the ordinary thing.
Yes, you are the out of the ordinary thing. There's no, you don't see any other cars. It's late at night. You wouldn't expect it anyway. It doesn't seem like anybody in Carl's house has woken up in spite of everything.
They're deep sleepers.
I close the hood of my car and get back in and try it again.
It gurgles at you. It goes.
I'm going to invoke Deborah's ability to control technology telepathically.
There you go.
Why won't this car start?
Can you roll me 2d6s? Anytime you use a power, it's 2d6s, and I have a DC for it, and that's pretty easy. So we'll make it a 4.
Nice. What did you roll?
She got a 9.
Great. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Deborah sees Watson trying to start the car, and what she does is she reaches up to the dash and like touches it as he's turning the key, and the car starts up and it sounds great.
Oh shit, didn't E.T. do something like that?
Whoa. I guess we wouldn't really.
She is an alien.
Dunty.
Watson, aliens normally stop technology, not start it.
Oh, okay. You're throwing so much information at me, I'm starting to get a little confused.
Well, what if she's like an E.T.?
She's a good alien.
Where are we going?
Oh, going to your dad's.
Yeah, we're going to bring you to your dad's house.
No, we can't go there. I told you the last time I got out, they found me there.
Oh. Watson and Sammy, 16 and 10. Same IQ.
Okay, Deborah, we can't take you to the police. We can't take you back to the lighthouse. We can't take you back to your dad. Like, you can't just live with us.
We don't live together. So you can't live with us.
Yeah, we're not all siblings.
Well, I don't know where to go.
Sammy sticks her hand straight up into the air. It's like, we just refinished our basement.
Okay, I guess Sammy's volunteering.
Yeah, but your dad's a cop.
Yeah, but like, he's like never home.
What if the cops are in on this?
But, no, they're absolutely not. Especially not my dad, because he is the best police officer that
Tom
has ever seen.
You saw E.T., right? Who do you think all those guys were in the woods with the flashlights? They were probably cops.
Yeah, they were the bad ones. My dad's a good one.
Okay, I'm going to say you don't know that. But my parents are weird. They might like her.
Okay, you know, Carl, that's a very good point. You know, Carl? I don't hate that idea as much.
Carl points at Jules. Told you I'm not that bad. Now, Dunty, do you got your dissection tools?
You called her a freak, though.
Dissection tools?
Okay, get this. She burnt me.
Don't I get a say in this?
Don't worry. My parents will feed you and treat you like their own.
But you were mean to me.
To be fair, you are suspicious and you bright and...
Do you want to roll something? Do you want to roll like a charm? Carl?
My D4, probably? Let's see what that is. It is a 4. It is a D4. It exploded. So a D6. It is a 4.
She got a 5. She does not take too kindly to your attempts. She appreciates it, but isn't swayed.
She knows we would ask a shitload of questions. Dunty. I would have brought Dunty along, and Dunty would have been just like...
Dunty wants to know.
Okay, so Deborah, then, where do you want to stay?
Why can't I just stay with Sammy?
Because her dad's a fucking cop.
But he's, like, never home.
Don't swear.
Watson, I mean, at the moment, it seems like our options are kind of limited now.
Oh, the treehouse, she says, and she's like, my dad... Like, 3 years ago, built me this treehouse in the back, and I mean, it's not, like, insulated, but it's, like, the summer now, so you can stay there.
I do believe he said it was 40 degrees.
Oh, damn it. What is it?
It's like the second day of spring.
Oh, okay. So, ignore that. So...
I do have a bunch of camping equipment in my basement.
She could sleep in your car, dude.
That sucks. She could sleep in the treehouse.
Okay. Sammy, are you sure your dad is cool?
My dad is the coolest.
He makes me babysit her. He's a cop.
Don't trust the cop.
Just because I dented his car that one time.
I don't think we can accomplish much right now. It is 1:23 in the morning. Jules looks at her watch that she has. We can't accomplish anything right now. Sammy, if you think you can keep her safe overnight, okay. And then we will figure out what to do with this tomorrow. But there is not much we can do in the middle of the night right now.
Yeah, we can put all the camping stuff in there. And I have a pretty cool pair of nunchucks.
I thought your dad told you had to get rid of those nunchucks.
Don't tell him.
Do you see this bruise on my arm?
Yeah, well, you stood too close.
I see what I have to deal with all the time.
We're gonna fast forward. Carl walks all the way home. Dunty gets a ride from Jules.
All the way.
I assume.
It's an awkward, quiet drive home with Jules and Dunty.
Sammy and Watson go to their respective next door houses. And we'll leave it with... Sammy, can you roll me a grit to sneak Deborah into your basement?
Oh, I'm taking her into the treehouse.
Oh, treehouse. Okay. All right, roll me a grit for that. I guess it's gonna be a lower.
Do I have to?
Wait, it is. And Watson's gonna go get camping gear out of his basement.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right.
Four.
All right, four. Got it.
How did you get plus ones on things?
So every age bracket gets bonuses on different rolls. So for
teen has plus one to fight and brawn.
Yeah, and kids have I think charm and flight.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Do I need to roll anything to get camping equipment?
No.
Though, to be fair, are my parents home?
They are probably not far behind us.
Yeah, they came home right after the movie. They didn't go and crash a car across town.
Don't tell your dad I got in an accident with you in the car. He'll get so pissed at me.
Okay, well, don't tell him I hit you with the nunchucks.
I already told him he hit me with the nunchucks.
Why would you do? I'm going to be in so much trouble.
You already got in trouble. He told you to get rid of the nunchucks, remember?
Well, I didn't. And aren't you glad that I didn't? So now she can protect herself.
She can shoot fire out of her hands.
Yeah, but like... What if...
I can't shoot fire out of my hands. That's silly.
You burnt Carl's face.
It's just light.
She needs close-up and range protection. This is a good idea, she says, and runs ahead.
Deborah climbs up into the treehouse. You guys, you cover the windows and the door so that no wind blusters in. You give her a nice big... sleeping bag and pillow.
I give her a bunch of X-Men comics to read for research purposes.
Okay, you give her comics for research purposes. She has not read X-Men before. She normally gets like Archie comics and the funnies from the Sunday paper.
You're in for a ride.
you guys, you wish her a good night. And as you're walking back to your respective homes, you see a dim light go on as you assume she's reading some comics under the hand light.
Aww.
And that's where we're gonna call it for this episode of Geekly Inc. Random Encounters Kids on Bikes Edition.
Woo!
I have been Matthew M. Morris. You can find me on Twitter at Matthew M. Morris.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Animated Me with the easiest threes.
I'm at Punk1290.
I am at JW Scalf.
I'm at the Subpar Hojo.
Man.
What?
Didn't get enough of all of that crazy kid on bike and crashing into mailbox with the blob and the dim lights in the movie theater
with the
action
blob
that we
and
had.
The dim lights in the...
come and check out some of our other shows like Transformation Sequence or You're a Wizard, Airy, or... Greetings, adventurers.
Dear Internet.
All of these wonderful shows.
Brute Force.
Brute Force. There's another one.
We don't name them all, but that's good.
No, we're on a roll now. Let's keep going. But yeah, you can find all those shows at geeklyinc.com.
Yeah, new episodes come out every other week, assuming that we can record them in time. And
that was random.
That was random.
Chaos, No Percussion, Wholesome, and Almost Bliss are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
I don't remember. Inside Baseball, this is the most cursed series that that Random Encounters has ever had, that, at least that I've been on. So
you've been on them all, my friend.
Well, not like the way early stuff, of course, but so we're hoping, fingers crossed, we're able to finish this. All right.
This is your white whale, Matthew.
Yeah. So a bunch of teenagers and one like 8-year-old kid are.
She's 10.
A bunch of kids between 10 and 16 are bullying an 18-year-old girl, calling her names like, freak, I guess.
We called her a lizard.
Yeah, you said she was a lizard, reptilian, right?
Oh, that did happen. We did do that.
Yeah.
And I was really, Carl was really pushing it because, you know, Dunty is way into those conspiracies.
Yeah, so Dunty, let's open. So what do you, let's try and pretend like we know we didn't have a 5-minute recording that broke and I said it, I was calling it, I was done with this bullshit. hypothetically, I don't swear on stream, but hypothetically.
I didn't know you swore at all.
I know, right? How would that have gone?
Oh my God, Deborah, you used your super speed.
Oh,
and now you're over here.
I thought we were going to start with Dunty calling her a name and then her doing that.
Hey, Dunty, she's a reptilian. Look at her. She's got power. She's got to be. Wait, look at the way she's acting.
Wait, did Dunty call her that or did.
Oh, no.
Did
Carl call her
Carl
that?
Carl called her that. Oh, Carl called her that.
Carl's instigating everything.
All right. So she's still pretty heated from before. So she actually does almost like disappear out of existence and appear directly in front of you in a flash. Are you guys adding your like age bonuses to your roles out of curiosity?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not.
They have not come up.
Oh.
What?
All right.
Bonuses?
I get a +1 to fight and brawn and I've done neither. Don't forget to come to, I mean, it's over by the time you're probably hearing this outside of the stream, but come to the charity stream.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you got to do that.
That's on.
That's in 3 days.
Yeah.
Sunday the 26th.
Sunday.
It's over now when you're listening to this, but.
But it was a good cause.